Good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing great. Hello from Ivy Tech.
I like it. Is it just as warm at Ivy Tech as it is here downtown? 61 degrees on the 8th day of February. What's wrong with that?
I know, not a thing. I'll take it.
And we can always have a laugh at February, because February usually will get the last laugh, and that'll be later in the month. But it's okay. We're going to live in the now and enjoy the now. Well, you guys got started, what, back on January 16th? So you've had a few weeks to get here, get things going into the spring semester. How's everything been going so far?
Yeah, we're staying busy. Things are going great. Classes are wrapping up for first 8 weeks, so we just have a couple handful of weeks left. But yeah, we're doing great.
Awesome. And that's a fun time of year as well. The fresh faces, everybody in the campus, all the parking spots are filled, and you guys in the health sciences are awfully, awfully, awfully busy. And well, let's start off. What I'd like to do is give people, hey, this is what's coming up later, so you can write it down and absorb it as February goes along. And the last Tuesday of every month, you have a Next Level Jobs information session, and this one is going to be very near and dear to you because it's the School of Health Sciences coming up on Tuesday, February 27th. So let's mark our calendars for that. What's going to go on that final Tuesday, Carly, of the month of February?
Sure. On the last month or last Tuesday of every month, they do feature Next Level Jobs. And as you mentioned, health sciences will be featured during that session. It's held via Zoom, so it's very easy for people to join to learn about the health science certifications that we offer that are covered under Next Level Jobs. So many of our short-term certifications are covered, and students or individuals can receive that training for free if they qualify. So it's a great opportunity.
Now, that's something that can help you with your paycheck. That's something that can help you move up in the rank and things like that. Do I have that right? It's not for all students. It can be for anybody?
Yes. Yes. Can be for anybody.
Well, that's exciting as well. So that will come up on February 27th. And we'll tell you more about that because we meet with Ivy Tech every Thursday just after 3:25. But that's one if you, again, what's your New Year's resolution? You're going to be more on top of it this year, right? Okay, so there you go. We've got that one written down. We've heard a lot recently about semiconductors and all the great things brewing with Ivy Tech in that world, and how the college is getting ready for that down the road. Well, that's kind of how life sciences was, a decade ago, maybe a little bit longer. But the up-and-coming area of healthcare and everything else, your area of expertise, you've gone through that before, and it's not slowing down here 10, 15 years later, is it?
Right. No, not at all. Healthcare jobs are still in very high demand. Shortages for multiple professionals. I mean, we all know about the nursing shortage, you know, across the country. But not only nursing, there's also paramedic, EMT, respiratory therapist. So there are, you know, definitely high demand for the healthcare professionals.
Now, we know the nursing school is very competitive there. That's kind of on a different timeline than perhaps the 16 weeks or 8 week courses or certifications as well. If somebody's looking to make that career next step or change, the School of Nursing has some different hurdles to jump over. Tell me what those are so people can start making plans, maybe even not for this spring, but maybe down the road.
Right. So depending on the pathway they want to take, there are sometimes prerequisites that students have to complete. So, you know, if interested in our nursing program, we can start you in the School of Health Sciences with some short-term certifications that do lead to a nursing pathway. So there's great opportunities there to begin working in the healthcare field while you're working on your nursing degree. But the School of Nursing would be a great contact for them. And my counterpart, Dean Kim Roach, she would be the best contact for all of those questions.
Yeah, one size doesn't fit all, and there's different angles for education at Ivy Tech. We talk about having 8 week classes and those ending and getting ready to start again. That's part of it because, well, life moves at different speed for other folks. And you've talked about certifications a couple times as well. Tell our listeners what those certifications can do and what fields you're looking at in case somebody wants to get interested.
Sure. So in the School of Health Sciences, we do offer some short-term certifications, and they can begin second 8 weeks. So if somebody is interested in starting, you know, a healthcare journey, we have options available to start second 8 weeks, which classes begin March 18th. So that is a time where you can start. Some of those certifications include dementia care. So dementia care, we offer in an 8-week session, as well as nutrition and wellness, or sometimes it's referred to as meal planning and healthcare. Both of these certifications, short-term certifications, would be a great benefit to those who may have loved ones needing assistance with daily living. So if somebody has an individual that's been diagnosed with dementia or requires home health care, these certifications would be a great option to learn more and how to support their loved ones. The other one that's very popular and can begin second 8 weeks is our CNA, so Certified Nursing Aid. It is an 8-week course, and we are promoting that now to begin that on March 18th. This profession is in high demand, so many of our students who complete this certification do graduate with jobs already before they even graduate, so it is high demand. Dementia care and meal planning, they're both offered. Dementia care is virtual or in-person. On Wednesdays, second 8 weeks, our meal planning course is offered on Tuesdays. It's a hybrid course, so it's online lectures with some in-person labs. Students do cook, and they get to eat what they cook, so it's a fun class to be a part of. And then our CNA course takes place on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So that is a little bit longer and more intensive training.
Carly Wyatt is our guest today. She is the Dean of Health Sciences at Ivy Tech. And how important is it to get help from our next generation as well? You're going to have some kids moving through there from our high schools and our junior highs. How important is it to get them, well, not, I don't say right, not on the right track, but to let them know about the opportunities? Not everybody can be a doctor or a nurse, but we have so many other great opportunities there.
Sure, absolutely. We are always wanting to promote our programs within the School of Health Sciences because, exactly like you said, the most people, you know, think of healthcare as doctors and nurses, and absolutely, they are a vital part to our healthcare industry. But there are other professionals that are just as important parts of the team. And so we are bringing our Career Center students. So the local Career Center here in town is Hoosier Hills Career Center. They have juniors and seniors there who are interested in entering the health profession. So we're bringing them on campus during the month of February, and they are going to learn. We're partnering alongside nursing, so they're going to learn about all the healthcare options available to them at the Bloomington campus. And we are taking a scenario base, so we're excited to bring them on. This is the first time we've tried this, but they'll get to walk through real-world scenarios for healthcare patients. So I'm working through a case that they might see in the emergency room or in a radiation therapy clinic. So we're looking forward to having them on campus and hosting them.
Very cool. Almost like the reality store, but for health sciences instead of just life in general. Excellent.
Yes.
Well, the more they understand, the less the fear goes away, then they'll want to get involved more and more. How this all moves forward is very interesting, because we know the growing population of baby boomers and everybody else, as we all read about. These healthcare jobs aren't this isn't temporary. The health sciences are not temporary. These are careers for the long haul.
Yes. Yes, it is definitely job security when it comes to healthcare. So we are always going to need healthcare professionals.
Yep, and jobs and education go hand in hand. And at Ivy Tech, you guys have career counselors, academic counselors. So if you're not quite sure the path, just make an appointment, come on by, and they can show you if you're just getting ready to wrap up high school, or if you've been in college and you're not sure what you want to do. You're just like everybody else. No one knows what they want to do. Why would you want to know what you wanted to do? All that can be helped out from our friends at Ivy Tech. And when you have all those advisors, and it's just more ways, Zoom classes, you have in-person. There are so many different ways to get involved. How important is that to keep kids connected, even young adults connected, so they can complete this? And the placement percentages you guys provide once the education is complete is off the hook.
Sure. Yeah. We have 100% job placement rates in many of our programs. So again, high demand, right? And so employers are reaching out to us seeking our graduates. They're highly trained. At Ivy Tech, we give a lot of hands-on experience, and I think that that is a benefit to completing, you know, a degree here at Ivy Tech, because we do give you a lot of hands-on experience, whether it's nursing, you know, or radiation therapy. I mean, it's very hands-on, and students are ready to enter the workforce when they graduate from our programs.
Yep. And that is a fantastic, fantastic result. You don't have to be wondering what if or how. Nope, they'll find a way to get you in there. You talked about making and cooking your own food here earlier. I caught all of that. I was listening to all that. And the nutrition and wellness. Well, you guys have some fun at Yellowwood over on campus, and now the coffee shop is that just opened, didn't it?
It just opened, and we are very excited. I am very much a coffee drinker. And yes, this past Tuesday on February 6th, the Yellowwood did open its coffee shop. So this has been in the works, and we're very excited to have a coffee shop here on campus now that's ran by our culinary arts program. So our program chair, their lab assistant, and then student volunteers. So this is a student-ran coffee shop. It's open for the general public, so please come by and see us. We'd love to have anybody that would like to stop by and have a coffee or, you know, latte. There are lots of several different drinks. There's also non-coffee options, so if you're not a coffee drinker, you can still come by and check us out. Also provided is pastries and breads that our students have made, and so it's a great opportunity to come see and sample some of the things that our students are doing. Currently, during the first 8 weeks, the coffee shop is open on Tuesdays, so every Tuesday from 9:30 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we will open again second 8 weeks, but this time it will be on Wednesdays from 9:30 to 1.
Well, now that I'm hungry and thirsty, well, that's good. The Yellowwood restaurant, these all work together? Is the restaurant still open? Do you have big spring plans there? What did I miss for the restaurant part?
Right. So the Yellowwood lunches that they serve will not open until April. So we do have some of those scheduled. I'm sure they will be featured on this radio show in the coming weeks as the time gets closer.
They better be.
Lunches are scheduled. It's a reservation system. So you can go to yellowwoodrestaurant.com and that will take you to the reservation option. And they'll begin in April. So they're April 11th, 18th, 25th, and then May 5th. And again, I'm sure this will be talked about multiple times before that time comes. Well, so looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, I can smell the coffee brewing from here. That's exciting. So fun times Tuesdays, then Wednesdays, then it's off to lunch when April hits. We'll make sure we keep you up to speed on all of that. Well, we talk about April, we talk about May, and the next thing you know, summer's going to be here, and Ivy Tech, the summer camp series, that's all available online already, isn't it?
Yes, through our Center for Lifelong Learning, those summer camps are available. And go and explore and see what your kids might be interested in to come see us this summer.
And do that now, because these programs tend to fill up quickly. So if you have a child or children that have a area of interest, don't wait till the last minute. Remember, we talked about that, procrastinators. We want you to be a little bit quicker here in 2024. Well, another tradition that continues at Ivy Tech besides the summer camps has been blood drives here over the last year or two. And that still goes on here in 2024. Similar to food pantries, we don't have enough blood on the shelves either. How can we help in the month of February, Carly?
Absolutely. So Ivy Tech Bloomington, they are partnering again with the American Red Cross to serve our area. If you are interested in participating in the blood drive that will be hosted here on campus, you can schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org, and you just search by our zip code. So 47404 is what you can search when going to that website. But the actual drive will take place on Thursday, February 15th, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., and then again on Friday, February 16th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that'll be in Lampkin Hall here at our main campus.
That's a great way to get involved as well, if you can make time to do that. If not, don't worry, you procrastinators. I'll get on your case next month. After you get back from spring break, we'll send you back over there. The blood drives will continue at Ivy Tech. Carly, enjoy this warm weather. Thank you so much for your insight today. And if people would like to set up appointments or be part of the final Tuesday of February for the Next Level Jobs, where can they get all this information?
Sure. They can call our front desk is the best place to call. So that's going to, they'll be able to get you anywhere you need to be transferred to. That number to call is 812-330-6013. Or you can also email, if you prefer email communication, bl-info@ivytech.edu.
Excellent. Great job. Thank you for pinch hitting for the chancellor. And I know we'll talk to you down the road, Carly. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.